one time. Mm-hmm. It was transporting it along the side of the rut. Man got the hand on the floor.
Yes.
Maybe she didn't want to fall out of that car. And right there when you found him dead. Mm-hmm. See?
What's he got now?
And now I'm here. He's a copycat. See how the priest carried that out for the covenant on his shoulder? See? Now he ain't only this.
That's it. I mean, sit down. Stand right on.
you understand, don't you? We don't need no further explanation on that, do we? She didn't want to put his hand. I tell you, Mr. Mormon. And now he is passing along, you know, waving his hand to everybody.
So where's he put his hand?
At the most holy box. See, upon he ascended the throne in 1939. You see, and a lot of you didn't know if they had to kill him. He didn't die. Oh, 5 to 12. Convulsions after convulsions. All the cruel. The doctors couldn't do a thing. Tried to give him medicine to relieve his pain, and they couldn't do anything with him. So I don't know what he was doing. That gives them to kill him. They won't take him out like that. No, you said that he died a horrible death. And they wouldn't let no photographers and nobody in to see it. See, now what was Esau in there? Oh, John the 23rd, Esau and you had to die. And what was Pope Paul, or Pope Pius the 12th showing you? You see? Wasn't Esau bad, nothing. Either live or die, it didn't knock him out. Didn't kill him. That's right. Now he's loosed out of his prison for a little season.
Yes.
And then what happens, Mary?
And they lived and reigned with the Messiah 8,000 years.
They lived and reigned. Now, I wanted to tell you about this all. See, here I skipped on over. See, I don't have time to go into it. See, but now every day when the high priest would go in here to burn that incense, and that snuff this candlestick and prepare. Say, at 9 o'clock in the morning, 12 noon and 3. See, by then, every day, see, he would burn that incense. It's called an hour for prayer.
Not Mary's hour?
No, that wasn't quite the way it was. You see, and while he is burning this incense in here, which we don't have the pictures here, but we showed you how when we was out back in the dark. See, we showed you on the other charts, you have it in that book,
right.
In that book. So that, he said, I will pray the Father for you, you see. And he makes an intercession for you. The Holy Spirit, the sweet-smelling incense, see, was a figure of the Holy Spirit. And while the priest was in there burning, there was on the outside, around the outside, they were framed around the outside while he's going through that performance of that service. And the incense, you see, they walked it up through the and went into the most holy place and prayed him into that holy tabernacle. You see, there was out there. Now John sees under the golden altar of incense. See, in here, in the holy place. You stand in the holy place, it'll be right there. Now when you pass out, you're in the holy place. You see, he saw under the altar. You see? And pass through the veil here. And you're not going to pass through without me and you.
Yes. That's right.
See?
That's right.
All pass through at the same time.
Right.
See?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Get the phone?
Yes, sir.
It's out to us. It couldn't be me first. That's the reason why I told you that in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, everybody has to be changed. We will all be changed from a morning to a new one, all at the same time. And you will be revealed to all at the same time. Do you understand?
Yes.
Sure.
So we've seen the souls here under the altar. Not bodies. See, the body can be disintegrated and dissolved, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Or petrified or whatever. You understand? But you saw the souls. Now that soul can be clothed upon with an immortal body, just like your body that you have in Philippians. You see, all right, go ahead on with the story.
But the rest of the dead live not again.
Now, just a minute. See? Now, you got a first and a second resurrection there, somebody say. See? But the rest of the dead lived not again.
Until the 1,000 years were finished.
Until the 1,000 years were finished.
This is the first resurrection.
Now, wait a minute, Mary. We've got to get two out of it somehow or another. Now, but the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. I told you one day with the Lord, and this is the Lord.
Yes.
And if you don't think it is, then you read the Acts of the Apostles. Peter said, you were a wicked angel, you were crucified. Get the point? Repent, or you apologize, every last one of you. You took him with wicked hands and you slew him.
Mm-hmm.
And you hung him out there on that tree. Is that right?
Yes.
And that boy now has the Holy Spirit and he's demanding Pentecost. He run around high and said, no, I don't know the man either. He cut that stuff out. Did everybody get in the house of Israel? All you did. See? You believers and unbelievers. See? I want all of you to know about it. I'm trying to use all of them, reach everybody. I want you all to know that's what you've done. You see? So, well, what shall we do then? Shall you repent and be immersed in his name? And somebody cut out to the creek. That isn't what he said.
No.
And you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Right?
That's right.
And to show you that that is right, and you don't go to the grave. See, there was 11 of them that stood up there and preached.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit fell on about how many that day?
3,000.
3,000. Now, what do you look like 3,000 folks coming down there, and what you look like Jehovah's Witness, he did a grain, and then you understand? In front of somebody. Them men couldn't do all that, they're tired of everybody.
They use the pie holes.
No, well, that's better. You see? Well, I don't know about the fire, but back here, I know the rain come down, somebody can drown. One of you used the fire hole there, found that the deep was broken up, and it, is that right?
Yeah.
Was that the fire hole? Now, here's what I want to point out to you there. The rest of the day lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. Now, here's the rest of the dead. See, these that come about this way after his resurrection, he is the first fruits. Matthew 27:52. We read it. So he showed you full of sealed with tough
and
stuff.
And the graves were open.
And the graves were open.
And many bodies of
and many bodies of the saints
which slept arose.
Which slept arose.
And came out of the graves.
And come out of the grave.
After his resurrection.
After, not before, Billy. They say after his resurrection.
And went into the holy city.
And went into the holy city.
And appeared unto many.
And appeared unto many. Now we've already told you about that. You see? Now, 40 days after he's resurrected, he appeared unto them. You see? Many times. You know how many? How many times did he appear unto them?
11.
Why 11?
Well, it was
11
apostles.
Well, that's right. When Judas, he was dead, couldn't
have
been.
No.
He wasn't.
Can you call him?
Yes, sir.
At one piece. You feel it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I tell you. You see what I mean? Now, somebody else might say 12, 13 times. But you see, you must always pay attention to what you do. Now, you appear under there. 40 days, nights. Now listen, and then at the conclusion of that 40 days, he ascended. Now, these have come up out of the grave here. We have them on down. We told you about that. See, and they're all about the spirits of those men that is under that altar. See, don't you see, this is the first part, and this is the holy place, and this is the most holy place. And I told you that they were around the outside praying, and said, saw down to us under the altar. See, not this altar here. This one here. Well, see, here's what the brother said. See, understand? He's shut up in the tomb. See? Then he resurrects from the dead. See? And here. See what I mean? Now listen, that's going by the pattern. See? But now the rest of the day, what we're talking about now is these that come all the way down, but you just read about Matthew 27:52, where the apostles, you see, they had not had the Holy Spirit poured out on them. Yes. And they were dead.
That's right.
See? Mm-hmm. Yeah. See? Mm-hmm. They just had to have the Holy Spirit for them. Not yet.
They were
dead. Now, if you're going to try 40 days on earth before you ascend, it's going to be 10 days after you ascend. That's 50.
Uh-huh.
See? And the Holy Spirit didn't come until the day of Pentecost on them, the 50th day. You understand? And they were the rest of the dead. And right on down through you, me, and all the rest of the rest of the dead. See? You couldn't live again. And we just begin to live. They and us just begin to live from Pentecost on down. Every time the gospel is preached and you hear it, you're in a man. The soul is resurrected. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Now listen, he that believeth on me,
yes,
though he were dead, yet shall live. And he that liveth and believeth on me shall never die.
Sir.
Do you believe, church?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, we know you'll see our brother Lazarus in the last day. I am the resurrections.
No, sir.
And the lives.
No, sir. No, work.
That's two.
Just one.
You say? Ain't that something? Now, when the Holy Spirit is put on you, or you receive the Holy Spirit, you're not going to die.
No.
This thing you got here, it already did. You can let him out there. Find out about it just yet. This is just the great. Somebody read over there in Isaiah. I heard him talking about it. And his name called for this. This is hell. Or the grave. Or the hole in the ground. Or sure. And move from the meat to meet you at your coming. See? It's moved on up here. See? And that's the thing you're walking around in the grave.
Understand?
And then you want to be careful about that. For Paul out there, preaching to Felix Festus in the grave. That's the king, the governor, and the high priest. See, when he was permitted to speak for himself, and he stretched forth his hand and he began to speak, a demonstration of the Spirit and so much of thought and power. You understand? Oh boy, that shook up the high priest. So Paul, see? Much learned, you went to school and was tutored under the feet of Gamaliel. You are a brilliant man. Much learning makes you mad. You are beside yourself, fella. Paul said, I'm not mad at those bit. But speak first the words of eternal life. With all foolishness, so sad. He said, I've continued on since I saw it. You understand? In good conscience, toward Yahweh and toward men. Say, I'm through with my persecution. Say, thrust him in the mouth. Say, slap him in the mouth. And he said, Yahweh shall smite thee, you whitewashed sepulcher. Oh, white wall. You see? Now, you hypocrite priest. They won't come over from under the dispensation of the law. You understand? Out there in the cemetery, they believed in whitewashing the sepulchre and garnishing the tomb. You know how they do on labor there on Decoration Day. Flower and everything. Rather a paradisical garden. You see? Very. See? Pretty say, well, Jesus stopped dying on the cross. Save a man. You're going to be the meat this day.
Right
out of the cemetery. In paradise. Paradise is an old Persian word. It means beautiful and clothing. That's what it was. They're fighting us in the tomb and garnishing the father. And Paul said to him, said, God just might be out my flesh. Wall. See? And the Messiah said to him, said, look, you won't let them go in. They're going in. You get in the road and you block them. He said, you won't let them this going. He said, you're full of dead men's bones. You hypocrites, you serpents. How are you going to escape the damnation of hell? That's your whole sin anyway. He turned around the other way and kind of cleaned the Bible up a little bit and said, how are you going to escape their destruction? See? A soul. See? Now, here's what we're saying. See, they were supposed to be instructors of the people. You understand? And they were responsible for their stupidity and ignorance. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't go into the kingdom itself. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And they kept the other stuff from going in. You understand? And incidentally, then they were full of dead men's bones. They were whitewashed sepulchres. They were garnished. They only preached their robes and all after that, you see. But I'm God's high priest. You revile God's high priest? See? Smack him in the mouth. And Paul realized his responsibility offering atonement for the other fellow and for himself. Look at all them people that are dead. You see? On his account. Mm-hmm. He won't go in himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't let nobody else go in.
Mm-hmm.
See? get to whitewash the coffin.
Yeah.
See the grave moving, looking, the inner man dead and walking around in it. You do. You don't find this.
Yes.
So, now, the rest of the dead.
Mm-hmm.
So these, from Adam on down, resurrected here. You understand? After his resurrection, they went on into Jerusalem beneath. You understand? Which is allegorical to Jerusalem above. You see? Then they appeared to me after his resurrection. He's got to be the first fruits.
Yes.
See, he's planted first.
Mm-hmm.
So he got the resurrection first. Get the point? He's the first fruits of them. That's the message of the I thought he died a very good little woman today. Before Jesus was born. He's got it all tied up now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a smart guy. See? Now say, if seven from Adam, we translate, you know what they did. Elijah himself, he translated, said he would try to fly, throw the mantle back on Elisha. Then Elisha, while the Messiah said, when he sat in there talking to Nicodemus, said, I ain't seen a thing of you.
Mm-hmm.
Not up here, but now.
That's
right. In other words, he was the first of resurrection the day that didn't die.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
You won't be playing him in those days, no tune, there's no way else. He's alive forevermore, but you have that revelation. Put it down on the out of Patmos in the second chapter. That I am he that was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. I'm not going to die anymore. So when you receive the Holy Spirit, you've been resurrected. You're not going to die.
No.
Just forget about that. I said, you mean tell me you're teaching these folks not that they ain't going to go to the cemetery? No. I'm not teaching that. I'll be in the cemetery before I get to Springville. Mm-hmm. Get the phone on. Dying. Building bricks and everything else. That's what we call dying. Right? And now just go to sleep. Not die. You're going to die forevermore. Physical body. It's going to deteriorate anyhow. This is not the one. You're sowing them. You don't sow the body with self-be. Is that right?
That's right.
The Messiah.
He just does.
Say, man, look out here. The farmers. They're planting beans and potatoes and all that kind of stuff here. I'm going to say, if you want them potatoes that you got there, why don't you just give them my ground? You see? And you got back that same grain of corn, you understand, that you planted up there, and that's all you got, and you didn't have any increase. You cut that stuff right, didn't you? Oh, that's all that. Then, see, now the rest of the dead means the apostles, they didn't live until that 1,000 years was finished. See, until the day of Pentecost, they didn't live that day. Which began the first day to begin a new age, they were alive.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit was pulled out. Then they preached to others and said, you have a quickened,
yes,
who were dead. The trespass of sin, isn't that right?
Yes.
They resurrected. He broke down the middle wall of the kitchen between the Jew and the Gentiles. Ain't that right?
Yes.
And they made us sit together in heavenly places and rush around on the side. He's translated us into the kingdom of his dear son.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see? But you, with that kind of mind, you see, get the point? You don't see that. You don't see that you've come to them. That, you understand that we told you about a while ago.
You don't understand it. You're talking about going somewhere, sprouting some wings, and flying on up to Centuria, or I better name you Heaven. You see, you're right in heaven now. You're going to be one place or the other, heaven or hell or what. So what you talking about, Father? When you tell me how many hours over here? Yes, didn't tell you that. Now, if you took Peter and Jude, said the angels are sin, God cast them down to hell and bound them in chains of darkness to be reserved. Mitch might have a preparation to die. Mm-hmm. See, to be reserved against the day of judgment. Now you can cast them great out, but you sure can't confer.
No.
Do you all understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
You can cast them out, but you can't convert them.
Mm-hmm.
You see? When the disciples went out to cast them out before he died, they cast them out and they come back just to God and go, "Oh, what have I done? Ooh, mercy, I've had a good time." We got them on our neighbor's body. He said, "No, the neighbor rejoiced." But don't rejoice about that. But rather because the name was enrolled in them. See? Now, them same sisters was cast out. Them folks. Now, Sam, she walks through a dry place. Seeking rest and can't find none. Well, so we go right back to old Billy. You understand? Mm-hmm. But we got to do a little reinforcing. See, so we just get leading and you crash in. You see that before you get out. Now, that latter state's worse than it was at first.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where you find yourself. Crucified, he done healed, you understand? Done healed all of the disease and medicine, you understand? You stand right there listening to them old silly priests, you understand what I'm talking about? And they clam. Who is it? Crucified! You see? Then you join the game. You're crucified. See, you're worse off than you were in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You see? But now, since you're dead, buried, and resurrection, and resurrection is dead, you send them out to cast them out. You understand? When the Holy Spirit comes in, that's what pushes him in.
Yeah.
Then you'll see you with the Holy Spirit and the promise until the day of redemption. You can't break in and save your life. See? When you don't crash and you get dead, see, you preserve.
Yes.
And kill. Mm-hmm. By the power of Yahweh, ready to be revealed in the last time, he come to abide and to stay with you. You understand? All down to the end. Now, folks, if you listen, if you catch on to what we're talking about, you see, you understand and see by the Bible and how it goes together, then you can see that all of this, none of it couldn't be. There must be a Savior somewhere. There must be, if you since you call it God all the time, there must be, there's got to be a God somewhere. You understand what I'm talking about? There's had to be. No way out of it. Why? Because there's too many repetitions of the same thing. You got too many witnesses, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Even you yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And every animate and inanimate object in the universe is threefold. The Godhead, you, and everything. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
See? They just didn't have that. All nature is made up that way. Sea time, day and night, summer, winter, keeps right on going. You understand? Well, to the other side. Yeah. You're a scientist. You looked over there in the first chapter of Isaiah about your astrologers and astronomers in the first chapter of Daniel. Don't let them save you from the calamity which is going to come upon you, understand? And first thing you know, the scientists and the astrologer and the astronomer and everybody have been running into some kind of catastrophe. Isn't isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
And he passed on off, said, yeah, I know, but I'm an atheist. I don't believe in the Bible. See? I just don't believe in the Bible. I'm an atheist. No, you're not. See, you're just a fool for the wrong sense. You see? And you don't have to believe in God. See? When he dig, you see him out there digging a hole. Said, well, that man got to kill him. When he dig, you see him out there digging a hole. There he goes. You don't believe in God, but God said, understand? Only death on the man one time. Ain't that right? You see what I mean? Said, well, I'm Henry Ford. Didn't say anything to him just like he did anybody else. What's Henry Ford about? They're getting smarter all the time. Don't you think that y'all ain't on y'all every one of them herbs and all out there and that thing out there field? Mm. You see what I mean? Do you think he's stupid enough to let something go out there and save you from dying? You see what I mean? Now, let me wind this up. Now you see who the rest of the dead, they live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you see that? All right. You know who the rest of the dead are.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the first resurrection. See, because it's just still going on like it's going on now. And they've got the Holy Spirit and they're just preaching to you. And it's the resurrection still going right on, mm-hmm. First resurrection. You see it now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, there's the 21st chapter.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
And now, remember, I told you we're going to come back to this.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir.
I'm sick and tired. I ain't going to school tonight. I'm going to talk about that old tabernacle. See? Why don't you sometimes read over again the New Testament? See, we are not living under the law now. See? No, the Old Testament ain't no good. See? That's all over. We're in the New Covenant now. See? Is that what they're saying?
Yes, sir. That's what they say.
All right. And John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
For the first heaven.
Now remember, the man's in the spirit. For the first heaven.
And the first earth.
And the first earth.
Passed away.
Was passed away.
There was no more sea.
Now you see, he come up out of Egypt, went through the Red Sea. So John was looking right at him, confirming the heaven, you see. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. That is to say, they're on this side of the sea. See? Read on.
And I, John, saw
and
the
I,
holy
John,
city.
Not Moses, I, John,
saw the holy city.
Saw the holy city.
New Jerusalem. Coming down from
Yahweh out of heaven.
Prepared as a bride adorned
for her husband.
And I heard a great voice. Out of heaven.
Out of heaven.
Behold,
look, Billy. You don't want to read that here. You don't want to take this to confirm it with. See?
Right.
You see? You want to read over in the New Testament. Now, this is over the 21st chapter of Revelation. Is that far enough over for you? Is that almost over far enough for you?
Yeah.
All right. I heard a voice. I haven't changed this whole.
The tabernacle of Yahweh is with men.
Is with men. So he done passed through the sea, went to more sea, you understand? And they heard that voice out of heaven saying, you understand? And saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. You see, got children of Israel around here, here's the tabernacle. You see now? And so, behold, the tabernacle of God is with me. Mm-hmm. Is that what you got there?
That's right.
That almost what you got?
That's it.
See? Now, here, let me show you something. See, this is a tabernacle you got here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tabernacle you got here, your body.
Mm-hmm.
See? That is the tabernacle, you see, of Yahweh that is with you. See? Mm-hmm. Look, all of the natural has passed away.
See?
Every bit of it. All of the carnal passed away. You're in a new state, of which this was back here, was a type and a shadow. And you've come to the reality of it now. See? Behold, the tabernacle of God is with me. And where's what?
And he will dwell with them.
And see, you build me, Moses, a tabernacle down here that I can dwell with you. And he will dwell with me. You see that? Yahshua the Messiah is with you now. See, he's not going to leave. You see, your body is the tabernacle of the temple of the Holy Spirit. You see? And he's with you. You see? You passed through the Red Sea, baptized in the sea. You passed from life to death, or from death to life. You passed.
But how do you know I passed, Daddy?
Well, when somebody has to come along and tell you, say, say that he's doing well. What are you doing for him? Don't mean that. See? How do you know he's passing death tonight? You don't have to say a word. I don't have to ask nobody nothing about it. When you love the brother, you made the brother. As long as you don't love the brother, you ain't made the grave. You're still dead. See? Here comes the old belly. I'm so sick and tired of him. I don't know what to do. I wonder why he don't stay at home sometimes. In fact, two or three gathered together and I named down a bit. Mm-hmm. I'm so sick of that man, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole thing. Now, somebody wanted a brother. You got the story about it. Somebody ain't one of the brothers. I don't know whether it's Billy or you. But there's something wrong somewhere.
Yes.
See, you don't have to go around and ask nobody about it. So how am I doing? You know. You see? All right. Read on.
And they shall be his people.
And they shall be his people.
And Yahweh himself
and
shall
Yahweh
be with them.
Shall be right
Lord
with you right now, walking around in every day. You understand? And it is in him that you live and you move and you have peace. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, a word of this call it a slogan, but the use of a better word. You see, at this particular time. See? Because this, we want you to know Yahweh as it actually is and as it actually exists for your very own personal satisfaction and consolation.
Yes.
Not as somebody said that you were going to be. See? And we want you to know. See, now listen at me. See, he is ever present all the time. You see, we want you to discern that. So we want you to be ever conscious of that. You understand? Get a point?
Yes, sir.
We want you to know that you can't get away with nothing. He said, well, no, I don't know about this. Because he's too weak. A thing like this might knock him out, see. Say, poor boy, he's kind of weak. So I'm strong. See, so I get behind something. Make me a little booze. Smoking a cigarette and you won't really see that. So he's too weak. Say, Buster, you got that dead rich. You kidding me? You're fooling yourself. You see what I'm talking about? Understand what I'm talking about? Now you're doing all kinds of things. See? Now, of course, I'm not saying that smoking cigarettes is a sin. Drinking whiskey is a sin. See, I'm not saying that. I'm not going to do that to holiness folks. They said, touch not, second chapter of Colossians, taste not, handle not, wherewithal, like, perish with the youth. And the very thing you get that through telling you don't touch, don't taste, don't handle, that's the very thing that you're handling to pass on. Mm-hmm. So that's what Jesus said, but that thing will kill you quicker than a thief.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's right. I don't see no person that says God intended for you to smoke it out a little smokestack on top of you there. Well, what do you think about this tabernacle?
Sure had a little smokestack on top of it.
Forever smoke. What do you think about the temple?
It's forever smoke.
No, I'm not trying to tell you that smoking cigarettes or drinking whiskey, neither one are good for you.
That's right.
They'll kill you.
That's right.
See? So water. Chloride or no chloride. Yeah, you see? But now you ought to have sense enough. You see, to know when you have had enough to eat, when you've had enough of anything, you ought to at least have sense enough to know that.
Yes.
Get the point?
Yes, sir.
And we're not going to condemn you for something that you eat. I don't care for rice. Now I'm going to condemn everybody in China. They say around 750 million get down there. See, because I don't like rice. You get the point? That don't work, Sam, does it?
No, sir.
I heard them talking about Limburger cheese here the other day.
That'll kill you.
Yeah, see? You get the point? Well, what I'm trying to say to you, I'm trying to impart to you the sense of the thing. You get the point? The sense of it. And it is not what you eat and what goes in your mouth. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's what comes out.
Yes, sir.
That's through the mouth and out of the brain. Now, the understanding and out of the consciousness. You see? Paul said it. The Spirit speaketh expressly as in the latter days, many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of thrills, commanding to abstain from meat or food, and forbidding to marry. See? And here you got around your Friday, coming on, don't be on Friday, eat fish. To celebrate the priest doing.
Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. You get the
point? Yes, sir.
Not they didn't, the priest didn't marry back then, see, they couldn't continue the priesthood.
That's right.
You got to have some children.
That's right.
They gave you around, I'm talking about now, well, but you can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
You
I
see?
I believe I would have been wiped out.
You see? To command to abstain from meat or food, mm-hmm. fasting.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, here they're fasting. You got to just adapt it backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing that you should be fasting from, you see, is them carnal ordinances.
Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. See? You understand? So, what are you doing? Well, I'm fasting. The Jews are taking as a non-fasting. You see?
Mm.
You understand? And then got your kids play all fired up and just eating all you can stand and fasting all at the same time. Says, how in the world, man, are you crazy? Is there something wrong with you? No. Another thing. Maybe little lamb too. Alright. And say that's another thing. See? And fasting? Sir, just as big and fat and sad as I can be, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And fasting. On a diet. See? I'm not going to eat any of that. You see? I could if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I don't like about it is, you see, they're so tight and so stingy. They don't give you enough to do no good. Not they're going to give me enough to do me some good.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's a lot. And I would be eating that with the conscience that I'm eating and drinking the blood and body of Christ. I'd be getting something to eat to go in my empty belly.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You tell?
Yes, sir.
But since you don't know, you understand, since you don't understand, the best thing to do is to pray. You know that, right? See, so we abstain from eating meat and that stuff that's off the grid. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All you're doing, you ain't doing but off your diet. You understand? Now, we've went down now. We've got back to this tabernacle. Which was the first servant, the first servant passed away, and there was no more seed. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Now then, you said you heard a voice of heaven, say, says the whole of the tabernacle of God be with me. Right?
Right.
Yes, sir.
And he will be their God and dwell within. Well, dwell as tabernacle, he dwells. Isn't that right?
That's right.
This tabernacle is a figure of your body.